This is another diffusion exercise, and it's called the I can't exercise. I often use this example with young people, in even very young children, but you can use this with any age group. So let's do this together right now. Write down on some note cards some physical exercises that you know a person is physically capable of doing. Okay, so make sure these are actions that either yourself or the young person you're working with can actually do. So some examples of this might include things like, I can't do a silly dance, or I can't hop on one leg, or I can't clap my hands while shouting something silly like kangaroo's bottom. Make some up, whatever works for you. But take a few moments to write them down now. And when you have a few written down, put those cards into a bowl. And then have yourself or the person that's with you pick out one card at a time. And as you read the card out loud, also perform the action that it says on the card to do. So for example, if I picked up a card that said, I can't do a silly dance, read the card out loud, I can't do a silly dance, while actually doing a silly dance. And if you're doing this exercise with a young person, ask the young person to join in. So talk about how the instruction said that you can't do this thing, do this silly dance. But in reality, of course you can do a silly dance. Just because your mind tells you you can't do something, that doesn't mean you physically can't do it. We can, in fact, do lots of things that our mind tells us we cannot do. Another really nice example of this is, I can't stand up. So let's do this right here, right now also. Let's imagine that I ask you to say you can't stand up. And in fact, not only am I asking you to say that, but I'm asking you to really believe it. Use all the powers of your own imagination to say, I cannot stand up. I cannot stand up. I cannot stand up. Say it a few times. And really, if you can, believe it. Imagine this were true. I cannot stand up. I cannot. No matter how hard I try, I cannot stand up. And then as you're saying that, I want you at the very same time to actually stand up. This is another good diffusion exercise because we often believe our thoughts as though they are literal truths, when really it's just more stuff my mind is saying, and it's not always useful or helpful or desirable to believe all of the things that my mind says. Sure, my mind might tell me loads of things that are helpful and might help me navigate my day or remember a grocery list when I'm gone to do the food shopping. But there are also a lot of things that my mind tells me that are just things that my mind is telling me. So try to remember that as you go throughout your day. We don't always have to believe the things that our mind tells us. And in fact, if we can diffuse from some of that stuff, it might enable us to look around us a little more clearly and connect more with the things that matter most to us in our lives.